Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Aaron Bummer's on a phone line. Hey, Dave Ennett, Aaron Bummer's on a phone line. How about that?
That's great.
Aaron, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. John Williams here and Dave Ennett from our sports department. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing really well, fellas. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're good. We wish we were watching you play today.
Hey, you and me both.
Do you know, like, where would you be? Would you be on home or on the road? Who would you guys be playing today? Are you following that, Aaron?
Oh, no, honestly, it makes me sad, so I try not to pay too much attention. But, I don't know where we would be. I think we'd be in, actually, I just looked. We'd be leaving Kansas City today. It'd be a getaway day in Kansas City, so it'd be cold as heck and we'd be freezing, but, at least we'd be playing some ball.
Where do you live? Where are you today?
I'm in Omaha.
Yeah, in Nebraska, because I don't know what it's like there, but I'll tell you what, it's snowing here in Chicago. We've got snow on the ground, and and you would have been playing, say you were at home, 35 degrees and, snow 3 weeks into the season. That would be your that'd be your deal, man.
Hey, I can't forget 2 years ago we were playing, I think it was the second week of the season, so maybe like April 7th to April 14th-ish, kind of the same time. And we went to Minnesota, and we played the first night. I gave up Joe Mauer's 2,000th career hit, two runs in. I was like, oh, cool. I'm glad I got to be a part of history on that side of things. But it ended up snowing that night. We ended up getting three games snowed out in Minnesota during baseball season. So, I think you slowly come to realize that you're going to play through it all.
Yeah. I think we take that for granted, Dave, don't we? We go, oh, boy, it sucks out here in the stands. How would you like to go stand out there and perform, right?
Yeah. It always seems to be an issue this time of year. And Aaron, I wonder what you make of the various plans that are being bandied about, and the ideas of what might happen here once the health officials deem it safe enough for you guys to get together and get to work.
You guys know as much as I do, so it's not like we're hiding any extra information or saying that we have other things that are going on, or at least that I personally know of. So, I spent two summers in Arizona doing rehab. And, as soon as you get out there and it's June and July, it's 110 degrees outside. So, that's also an added factor of, okay, but baseball is baseball. So, in reality, at the end of the day, I'd be up for anything that means games. So, if that means that we're in Arizona, if that means that we're playing with no fans, I think that the American people and just kind of the world need some good. And I think that sports can definitely help bring some good, if it's deemed safe by all the officials and whatnot.
Yeah. Although, Dave, are you also then imagining, when you talk to Aaron about that, quarantining? Is that, Dave, always going to be a plan? If the players play, are they going to be quarantined?
Well, this proposal that has been talked about would basically have the players commuting from their hotel to the ballparks and back. And Aaron, I would imagine it's probably... You're a young guy. I would imagine that it for veterans, have kids, whatever, they could kind of be a little bit different perspective. Do you think guys are sort of have different feelings about this sort of thing, or is it just sort of, hey, we just all want to get out there and play?
I think that everybody's kind of got their own thing and saying it's, right now it's just me and my wife, and it'd be really tough to just kind of quarantine myself from her, say, for the long haul of a season of a couple months. It's definitely not something that would be ideal. But if that's the way that we have to do it, that's the way that we have to do it. I can't imagine being away from, say, an older guy who has kids.
Yeah.
And how hard that would be on them. But at the end of the day, it's baseball, and it's kind of our job. And if that's the best option to get people back to playing games and to get back to normal, you know, I think that we'd be up for anything that's on the table.
We've all been locked down for about a month, and it's funny, Aaron, because I talked to your wife a little earlier, and she's okay with you heading off and being quarantined all by herself.
I'm sure that there's a lot of people saying the same thing there.
Have you added the quarantine 15 yet? Are you staying in shape, or what's that like? Where you are, maybe it's
no,
easy.
Actually, I think we're actually losing the quarantine 15 or the quarantine 19. I mean, I'll say it's the quarantine 19 because, I mean, it is COVID-19, and you can call it just like the freshman 20 or whatever it may be. But, you know, when it's actually been nice, and I mean, I'm sure it's the same thing in Chicago, but when it actually has been nice enough to be outside, you know, it's the first time we've ever been home for a summer, or at least a little bit of a summer. So,
spring,
you know, we're taking advantage. So, you know, we're taking advantage of that. We finished a little bit of our patio, you know, just kind of doing little things outside, landscaping, all the fun things that I've never actually been able to do. And I don't know if I ever want to actually do them. But now that I'm home, I feel like I've got to.
Yeah, what the hell? You might as well.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I've got to figure out how to mow my own grass. This is the first time that I've been home at a house with. During the time to mow grass, so
it's also the first time. I was going to say it's also the first time that here you've been ready to start a season, and you've been under contract for 5 years. The White Sox made a big commitment to you in spring training. You made a commitment to them. What's that been like for you in terms of sort of changing your perspective on the season to come?
You know, it's a humbling feeling to know that you kind of have security in this game, especially as a younger relief pitcher. You know, I think relief pitching is the most volatile aspect to baseball, where things can be great for a month, but a bad week kind of can ruin a season. And, you know, the fact that the White Sox had faith in me to continue to go out and do my job and to continue to improve, you know, it means a lot. So going into this season, and I was prepared. I was, you know, I was got spring training. We got some things finished and, you know, agreed to a contract. And you know what? I was ready to go. And I'm still to this day, I'm ready to go and ready to go out there and continue to prove to not only the front office and not only my teammates, but to prove to the city of Chicago that, you know, we're here, we're ready. And, you know, I want to be a part of that future. And, you know, we can build something great.
White Sox pitcher Aaron Bummer's on a phone line. And obviously the Sox aren't playing. We're just catching up with some of the guys and seeing what it's like for them. You know, if I think a lot of us fans think, well, come on, let's just the weather will get warmer and you guys go out and play. But how much time would you need, Aaron, to get your, God forbid you rush out there and injure your arm? How much time would you need?
You know, I think as a relief pitcher, I would need less time than most. I think the starting pitchers are going to need a decent amount of time. I think, you know, after talking to Dallas Keuchel, because Keuchel went through, you know, he didn't sign a contract till the middle of the season last year. And so he kind of was doing the same thing of being in a holding pattern to where he was ready, but he wasn't necessarily, he didn't have anywhere to go. And, you know, he said that it took him 2 to 3 weeks to kind of get back into things.
Stretch out his arm, stuff like that.
Yeah, just to kind of get back into game motion. Because as much as you want to throw off a mound or as much as you want to work out, there's nothing that simulates real batters and the adrenaline of pitching in the game and things like that. So, you know, the 2 to 3 week mark, you know, and I think that there's got to be some more added protections for starting pitchers as well, or just pitchers in general, because guys aren't going to have their typical spring training where they have 4 to 5 weeks of games. You know, it's going to be a lot shorter and a lot more condensed. And at the end of the day, we want to play as many games as possible. So we want that time to be as short as possible.
Yeah.
But we got to make sure that everybody's staying safe and being, because we don't want to detriment not only the current season by being hurt or getting hurt. I mean, if guys get hurt in 2020 and it's August and that's the middle of the season or beginning of the season or whatever it may be, you know, that starts pushing injuries and timelines into 2021, where you start affecting 2021 as well.
So are you saying that if the season were so short or truncated, maybe it's not even worth risking it? Just if it's going to be...
I threw August out there as like a bad example, but just kind of the concept of, you know, if guys get hurt and all of a sudden it's a 6 month, or, you know, nobody's going to have a typical off season. Nobody's going to have, you know, the kind of the things that they're normally used to recover their bodies. So if you push too hard and too soon, now, is that going to potentially affect 2021? I don't know. But, you know, I think that erring on the side of caution and bringing back pitchers, I think would be very, very needed in the sport, I guess.
Well, just one last thing about all of that. I mean, Dave, I was actually thinking it would be a fun feature, Mr. Ennett, to have you every day on the sports reports, at least in my hour, with you between 9 and 10 o'clock. Tell us who the Cubs and Sox would be playing today, and then imagine who would be on the mound. And then imagine maybe how the game the day before went. So say, you don't have to say the White Sox beat Kansas City 3-2, but you could say, I'll bet they would have beat the White Sox 3-2. And that, well, you know, Michael Kopech threw 7 innings of a shutout ball.
Well, see,
the only
thing about that, John, is I'm kind of with Aaron on this. It sort of makes you a little sad, right? It's just like watching all these classic games. It's like it reminds you of what you're missing now. No. Without the games actually being played.
I guess so. But, boy, we were going to have a good team this year. I mean, a coming team. Maybe next. So do we lose a year? Like, you know, I think a lot of people were thinking the White Sox are going to be a lot better this year. And next year, next season was the one that we were really going to contend. Well, I guess we kind of, next year will be the year we're going to get better, and then 2022 will be the year that we contend, right? Because we're losing, even though the guys will be a year older, they're not going to be a year better. Do you know what I'm saying? Is that the way you see it, Aaron? What's your thought about that?
Absolutely not. You know, I think it's something that, I mean, I have faith in us. I have faith in our guys. I have faith in our coaching staff, our front office, and, you know, I think, you know, if we end up playing 90 games or 100 games, let's call it, we end up playing 100 games. I mean, whoever starts fast, you know, they're going to have a great shot to kind of make a run at it. And, you know, it's a clubhouse full of young, energetic guys that, you know what, if we get rolling, we're going to be hard to be stopped. So, I think this is a great year for us. I mean, I think that the shortened season actually is, you know, I think it kind of helps us.
Yeah, right. You guys could strike. You guys could get hot and bam, you'd be right there.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, Aaron, just this is the thing I wanted to see more of this year. I suppose you remember this play.
It's like the duck on the pond out there. Oh, yes. He gone, and the first hitter. And they're going to save that ball for Aaron Bummer.
And congratulations to Aaron. Hard slider, low and away, gets Rizzo.
Gets Rizzo for his first, would that be your first major league strikeout?
Yeah, it was the first major league batter. I remember like it was yesterday.
Do you have that ball?
And then I remember the bomb that I gave up two batters later, too.
I don't.
Right, but we'll only talk about the good stuff. We'll talk about the strikeouts, not home runs.
Well, let's talk again. It's a pleasure to talk to you. My best to your bride. Thanks for your positive attitude, my friend, and we'll see you out at the ballpark sometime.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
There's Aaron Bummer and his dog. Nice guy, Dave.
Good guy, and I tell you, terrific pitcher who did a great job, and the White Sox will have a real nice setup situation this year again. I mean, he had 29 holds a year ago, among the league leaders, and obviously the White Sox feel good about his future with a 5-year deal for him.
All right. Yeah, nice to talk to you later in the day, Dave. Thanks for your help this morning.
You bet, John.
Dave Ennett, WGN Radio Sports. News coming up.